brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天我来到这里非常的高兴。
I'm very pleased to be here today.
礼拜五的晚上。
And I also came for the Friday night fellowship.
昨天的聚会。
And there's a meeting with the board yesterday as well.
我为你们的教会很感恩。
And I'm full of thanksgiving for your church.
我代表华人会46个教会来欢迎简牧师师母来到我们的家庭里面。
And I also want to welcome the Reverend Chang and Mrs. Chang to this church on behalf of the CCA.
在整个过程来之前，我在祷告，主就给我一个经文，一个信息。
As I was praying for this occasion, the Lord gave me a passage of scripture.
希望能够鼓励我们山镇华人宣道会的弟兄姐妹。
It is my prayer that this passage of scripture will bring encouragement to our brothers and sisters in the Tri-Cities.
我们再回到刚才的经文。
And the passage we just read.
以西拉记的第七章第十节。
Ezra 7:10。
以西拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach his statute and rules in Israel.
当以西拉还没有回去之前
，And that was before Ezra returned to Jerusalem.
以色列人他们经过一段的很长的时间的挣扎。
So there was a period of time of struggle among the Israelites who returned the exiles.
他们回归以后，神要他们在耶路撒冷重新把圣殿建好。
The exiles were instructed to rebuild a temple in Jerusalem.
可是当时有一些难处。
But they ran into a lot of obstacles.
他们停了十年的时间。
And the building process stopped for over 10 years.
然后神派两位的先知到他们的当中。
And God sent two prophets to them.
我们翻去哈该书。
If you look at the book of Haggai,
第一章。
Haggai chapter 1,
第一节
it's verse 1-2.
大流士王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和撒拉达的儿子大祭司约书亚说。
So in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak.The high priest.
当我们读那个历史书的时候，要注意那个日子。
So we need to pay attention whenever we read the historical books.
那个是大流士王的第二年的六月份。
It was the second year of Darius the king.
神怎么说
？What did God say?
万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
Thus said the Lord of the hosts. These people say the time.Time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord.
听了十年以后，神派第一个先知跟他们讲，他们的心里说，建神的殿的时间还没有到。
So after the building process was halted for over 10 years, God sent a prophet to them and said, in their hearts, they're saying the time to rebuild the temple was not yet.
然后神再派撒迦利亚到他们当中去跟他们传讲他的话。
And then God.Send another prophet, Zechariah, among them to teach them again.
撒迦利亚书第一章第一节。
And Zechariah chapter 1.
第一节
verse 1.
大流士王的第二年的八月。
In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius.
这两个月以后，神派另外一位先知跟他们讲话。
So there was 2 months after what the Haggai was speaking to them. God sent another prophet to them.
第三节
verse 3.
所以你们要对以色列人说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Therefore say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, I will return to you, saith the Lord of hosts.
当我们看圣经的时候，如果有一处前面开始是万军之耶和华如此说，然后结束也是万军之耶和华如此说的话，我们要注意。
So we pay close attention whenever a quote starts with "saith the Lord of hosts" and then ends with "saith the Lord of hosts."
神向他们说什么？
What did the Lord say?
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
The Lord said, "Return to me, I will turn to you."
神希望当时的一些人，他们很安逸，他们在生活当中没有想到要把圣殿建好。神说，你们要转向我，然后神就转向你们。
God was speaking to the Israelites at which time they were pursuing a life of comfort instead of pursuing to rebuild the temple. God said, "Return to me, I will return to you."
然后当时候以色列人就遵行他的话，就马上开始建圣殿。
And the people responded to the Lord's words, and they restarted the process of building the temple.
以西拉记的第六章。
And that came to the book of Ezra, chapter 6,
十五节
verse 15.
大流士王第六年，亚达约初三日，这殿修成了。
And in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king, the third day of the month, the temple was finished.
他们用了多少时间把圣殿建好？
So how many years did it take?
四年。
Four years.
他们只用了四年就把神的殿修好了。
So only in 4 years, they finished building the temple of God.
然后他们在那个殿里重新的崇拜敬拜神。
And then they started worshiping God at the temple again.
过逾越节。
And they observed the Passover.
那你说他们的心已经转向神了吗？
Did their heart return to God yet?
有殿了，有敬拜，有聚会了，不是已经好了吗？
There was the temple and there was the worship service. Is that all?
你知道以西拉基主角还没有出现。
But that was even before the main character of the book of Ezra came to the scene.
我跟你们讲，过了五十八年以后，就是把圣殿修好五十八年以后，神感动以西拉。
And when Ezra came on the scene, that was 58 years after the temple was built, and that's when God moved Ezra.
我读经的时候，我就感觉，哎，为什么神还要等五十八年以后？把那个以西拉派到那个耶路撒冷。
And so, as I was reading, I was thinking, so why did God wait 58 years to send Ezra there?
到底那个以西拉是一个怎么样的人？
And what kind of man was Ezra?
第六节第七章。
And then we came to chapter 7, verse 6.
这以西拉从巴比伦上来，他是个敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
This Ezra came up from Babylonia. He was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses and the Lord. The law of Moses.
以西拉他是一个怎么样的文士？
So what kind of a scribe was he?
文士就是抄写圣经、教导圣经的人。
So a scribe's job was to write the scriptures, copy from the older manuscripts to reproduce them, and also they teach.The scripture.
他是个通达耶和华摩西律法的一个人。
But he's skilled in the law of Moses.
然后神感动他去了耶路撒冷。
So God moved him to went up from Babylon.
第八节
So verse 8.
王第七年五月，以西拉到了耶路撒冷。
So let me see verse 8. 第七年五月。Sorry. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king.
当时他到了耶路撒冷就看耶路撒冷的情况。
So when he went there, he first surveyed what it was like in Jerusalem.
然后就到了第十节。
And then it came to verse 10.
当他看到耶路撒冷的光景的时候
after seeing what the life was like in Jerusalem,
以西拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人遵守。
Ezra set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel.
弟兄姐妹，今天神呼召简牧师师母来到圣真华人宣道会，有一个目的。
Brothers and sisters, today God has called Pastor and Pastor Chan to come to Tri-City Chinese Alliance Church. There's one singular purpose.
就好像当时候以西拉一样
，Just like when Ezra is called to Jerusalem.
简牧师来要做一个榜样
，So he is going to set an example.
定制考究遵行耶和华的律法
to set his heart to study the Lord of the Lord
然后教导我们每一位弟兄姊妹要遵守
and teach his statute to the congregation brothers and sisters
在我们将来的日子
in the days ahead
我们每一位弟兄姊妹
and so all the brothers and sisters in the church
不单单节目是他有那个定制
so we all see and learn that there is a setting the heart
我们每一位也要定制
And that we will learn that we will also set our heart
我们定制要做什么
And what do we set our heart to do
三个定制
There are three things that we should set our heart to do.
我们要定制考究神的律法
To set our heart to study the law of the Lord.
我们要定制遵守神的律法
To do it.
我们还要定制教导其他人来遵守神的律法
And teach the statutes to others.
有一次我到一个教会去讲道
Once I was speaking in a different church
我又坐在简牧师那个座位上
So I was sitting at the place where Brian Chan is sitting right now
然后当时那个主任牧师就上来有一些报告
So the senior pastor had some announcement to make at that time
然后他说我们教会今年有一个读经计划
So yeah, he was announcing in a scripture reading plan for the church
我们教会要在五年的里面读圣经一遍
So we should finish reading the whole Bible in 5 years
当时我又坐在那个座位上
So I was sitting right where Reverend Chan is sitting
你知道我的感受吗
Do you know what I was feeling
我就有火 So I 从这个脚然后上来
I felt like I was burning from the bottom up
然后他报告以后我上来讲道
So after his announcement it was my turn to preach
我平常不是这样子的
I wasn't that way usually
我当天是这样子
But I was that day
我说五年读一遍就不要读了
So if it takes you 5 years to finish reading the scripture once then you might as well forget it
我自己感觉啊就基本一年要读一遍
So I feel the basic requirement should be finished reading every year
如果教会弟兄姊妹来教会没有读经的话那个就不是教会
So if you come to the church and there's no plan to read the scripture, then it's not a church.
和神告诉我们一样事情。
But God tells us this.
诗篇第一篇第二节。
So that's in Psalm 1, verse 2.
知道那段经文是什么吗?
So do you know what that passage says?
唯喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想的这人变为有福
Blessed is he so his delight is in the law of the Lord and on his law he meditates day and night
读经啊不是有规矩要遵守不是
So the reading scripture is not a rule for you to follow
第一个诗篇神说到什么我们唯喜爱耶和华律法
But it's a delight as this passage saysBut his delight is in the law of the Lord.
当我们喜爱神的律法，我们就会昼夜思想。
As when we delight in the law of the Lord, we will meditate it day and night.
到底来教会干什么
？So what do you come to the church for?
来唱歌吗
？Are you coming here for a lecture?
来服侍吗
？Are you coming here to serve?
来奉献吗
or coming here to offer,
那个都是次要的。
And they're all secondary.
中文那个很好，他说唯喜爱。
But the Chinese translates is almost have the meaning of that only delight in.
没有别的，唯喜爱一个。
So not delighting in any other things, but delight only in the law of the Lord.
然后神说唯喜爱我律法的昼夜思想，这人怎么样，就变为有福了。
So blessed is the man, yes, says, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
所以那个立志考究的话，是因为我们喜爱耶和华的律法。
So if we make set your heart to study, that's because you delight in it.
不单单定志考究。
And not only to delight, to set your heart to study.
我们还要定志的遵守。
And you also set your heart to do it.
雅各书。
In the book of James,
第一章
chapter 1,
22节
verse 22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子，看了自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这样既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
James 1:22-25. But be doer of the word, and not hearer only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently on his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once he forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, brings no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹常常骗自己。
So it happens quite often that in the church, we have people who deceive themselves.
上个星期在讲台讲到，我们讲到哪里啊？
So what was the message about last week?
有人还记得吗？
Does any one of you recall what was the message about?
不是那个牧师讲到的问题啊。
So this is not about how well spoken the pastor is.
当我们来听了以后，
So when we receive the word of God,
我们没有遵行，
If we do not apply it to life,
那个道就从这边来那边去了。
So it would just come in from one ear and go out the other.
我跟你讲，那个距离很近。
So because there's only a very short distance between the right and the left ear.
我才说一个礼拜，有可能上个礼拜天你听完以后，礼拜一你就忘了。
So it may be that by Monday it's all have gone out of you.
我跟你讲。
So but hear this.
如果神的话也要留在我们当中的话。
For the word of the Lord to remain in us.
从这边进来，然后就下到我们的心里。
It should go in from our ears and come down to our heart.
那个是我们要定志去遵行才能够做到。
That is something that we have to set our heart to.
没有遵行的话，那个话就离开了。
If we do not set our heart to do what the word says, the word will depart from us.
神的敌人就来了，把你的道就拿走了。
So the enemy of God will come in and snatch it out of your heart.
所以为什么我们要定志考究以后还要定志的遵行？
So that's why we must set our heart to study and set our heart to follow through with doing.
神的话语怎么说？
And then, what's next?
并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
And James 1:25 says, but one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be best blessed in all he doing.
所以考究的人他们得福。
So those who study the word will be blessed.
然后遵行的人也得福。
Those who set their heart to follow the word will be blessed.
我希望三间教会的弟兄姐妹能够得着神所赐给我们的福。
It's my sincere hope that all the brothers and sisters in this church will be blessed in these two ways.
我们怎么能够转向神？
How can we turn to God?
三个定志。
So we set our heart for three things.
第一个，我们要定制考究。
So set our heart to study the word.
第二个，我们要定制遵行。
Set the heart to do the word.
第三个，我们要定制教导其他弟兄姐妹一同来遵行。
And set our heart to teach the word to others.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前来。
Our dear Lord, we come before you.
主啊，当时候你差派以西拉回到以色列民的当中。
When you send Ezra to return to Jerusalem,
你要所有以色列人他们的心都转向你。
You wanted to move the hearts of the Israelites to return to you.
所以恳求恩主，今天你差派简牧师师母来到这里。
So we pray that as you have sent Reverend Chen and Mrs. Chen.To our church.
你来使用他们，把我们三间教会的弟兄姐妹的心都能够挽回。
You use them mightily to turn the hearts of brothers and sisters in Chai cities to return to you.
让我们的心永远放在你的话语上。
Let us set our hearts on studying your word.
我也恳求启示的灵真理的灵在我们的当中做奇妙的工作
and I also pray that the spirit of revelation and truth to work mightily in our hearts
让我们将来对你的爱比今天还要多还要大、
so that our heart will grow even warmer in love for you greater than today
祝福我们三间教会的每一位弟兄姊妹
bless us each brothers and sister
让您在他们当中得到所有的荣耀赞美
May your name be glorified among them
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求
In Lord Jesus' name we pray
Amen,
Amen. Amen.